Blog Talk Radio.
On a specified
1,000.
Help plane.
What?
Lieutenant.
No.
Draw by post. On watch.
Yeah, you found the dial. That's right. You found the station. This is Taino Radio, and my name is DJ Sana Gori. Me here, you there, Tainos everywhere. Tagwe! All right, you made the right choice. This is Taino Radio once again. Thank you for my future listeners out there and anyone who's live. Thank you, thank you. Boma tú, muchas gracias por tenerla aquí. Yo sé que mi gente, mi familia en Puerto Rico, Borinquen, Quisqueya, La Bella, Dominican Republic, República Dominicana, te estoy escuchando. Yo tengo mucha gente en Brasil. Muchas gracias por escuchar en Brasil. No sé portugués. Pero, Bomatum, muchas gracias a todos los indígenas allá en Brasil. Man, I've been seeing the statistics, and I know a lot of you all from Canada, from Europe. We even got some people from Australia tuning in. Thank you so much. It's been a year, man. It's been a year so far that I haven't been here. But I'm planning the new year with Block Talk Radio, Wasabara 1491, Taino Radio. We're going through a lot of changes. But it's good to change, because if you don't change, you don't grow. Muchas gracias a todos ustedes, porque si alguien no cambia, ¿cómo tú puedes crecer? Okay? Aquí, this is Indigenous Caribbean Culture 101. Going to give you some historical context about this beautiful culture that we find in Borinquen, we find in Quisqueya La Bella, in Haiti. We find it in Jamaica, we find it in Cuba, the Bahamas, Florida, United States. You find it all over the world when you have indigenous Caribbean people. It's just amazing. We're alive and well. We're going against the historians. We're going against the anthropologists, the naysayers, the haters who say that the Tainos do not exist. It's still around, these stereotypical genocidal terms, these attitudes. But guess what? We're better than ever, because we are indigenous, caribeño, Caribbean. That's right. Las mentiras todavía siguen, que nosotros los taínos, los indígenas caribeños, no existimos, pero aquí estamos fuerte como nunca. Qué bueno. Y muchas gracias por escuchar. I'm just going to give a little overview, real quick overview of historical indigenous Caribbean culture 101. I read this article back in 1998. It was printed by Museo del Barrio. I'm just going to share the book right here. It's called, hold on a second. It's called Taino Colombian Art and Culture from the Caribbean. The Montaselli Press, El Museo del Barrio. And there's one article that I really enjoy from that time period to now. And it was written by Ricardo E. Alegría, Taino Culture and History. Basically, in the article, even though it was written in 1998, a lot of stuff has been discovered. But guess what? Still good stuff. So basically, back in 98, even up to the present, we're talking about Taino culture, Caribbean indigenous culture, finding its roots in pottery for the past 7,000 years of development, the different pottery. As we know, that Taino culture, when it erupted in the 900-1000 AD, we find a departure from traditional motifs and designs in the pottery. We went to the next mile, to the next island, to the next existence. We did our best, our number one best, our ancestors did, to be different, to grow, and to change. And this is how we know Taino art. Okay, and definitely the roots of these motifs, these designs, this culture came from the South American Arawak Lokono people who went up to the Orinoco River and in canoes searching for a new life, went all the way up to the chain of islands, Trinidad Tobago, all the way down up to the Virgin Islands, and they ended up in Borinquen. That's right, Borinquen, Boricua people. It's a great resurgence right now of the name Borinquen, Boricua. It's alive and well. So in the article, he talks about how larger settlements were discovered through archaeological sites, from the Akea people all the way up to the Taino culture, classic Taino. These larger settlements, the population was growing. Jamaica, Cuba, the Bahamas, Borinquen, you name it, it was just growing. Why was it growing? Well, basically, our ancestors, Caribbean indigenous of the Taino classic era, there was agricultural people. Okay, so we adapted all these indigenous peoples that came to the islands, North America, Central America, South America. They adapted to the conditions of the Caribbean. I like to say was paradise, el paraíso. Que todos estos indígenas que viajaron a las islas, ellos conocieron y trabajaron la tierra para sembrar y trajeron muchos productos, muchas semillas de Sudamérica, como la yuca, como la llama, la batata, la yautía. Entonces en el norte trajeron el maíz, la bichuela, la llama, el aguacate. So all these different seeds that came from all over, it reached Borinquen, it reached Quisqueya, Haiti, Jamaica, Cuba. And then the Spanish, or I should say, AKA the invaders, they discover an amazing technique of creating these mounds to plant these tubers. And we call them cunucos. And they were up to 7 feet tall, these cunucos. And they produce tremendous food for the people. So, of course, as a community, we grew. We had to grow. This is amazing. It's off the charts. Our people were loving. Our people were noble. And we know how to feed people. That's what it's all about. La gente, la indígena, caribeño, era una gente, lo antepasado, muy, muy hermoso, lleno con mucho corazón bien fuerte, muy buena. Sembraron comida para que la gente coma. Y por eso la población creció. Hey, they also had tremendous fruits, man, like the guava. They had the mamé, they had the papaya, la guanábana, la palcha, la piña, el achote, el ajice. Dulce y picante, el tobacco y mucha cosa. Y mira, te voy a decir algo. Que la gente caribeña indígena todavía estamos aquí. Existimos y comimos esa comida. ¿Quién le gusta la yuca? ¿Quién le gusta la yautía? ¿Ok? Muy tremendo eso ahí. That's right, man. Who doesn't like a good, solid sweet? Man, we're still eating this foods, man. We're still... Look, I'm going through my... Wow, I think my studio was invaded by some opias because I did not touch that button. This is amazing. The opias are with us. So, hey, man. So our Taino culture, la cultura taína, man, or caribeña, indígena, we have some beautiful communities called Yucayeques, okay? These are villages. Many of them were by the coastlands, or La Cota, and many of them were in the interior, in the Lomas, in La Islas, these interior villages. And we had different layers of culture, man, or social culture, social divisions. Well, I hate the word division. Social categories. One was the Nitainos. These are the people who were the caciques. These were the leaders who helped caciques, and also the warrior societies, los guerreros, los Nitainos, los caciques. And then we had the artisans, la gente que se llama los semis, and the duos. You know, these were the artisans that were women. And how do we know this? Through archaeology and also through the Spanish eyewitnesses and through the oral tradition. Now the Naborias, these are the cool people, man. I mean, everyone's cool in Taino society, but the Naborias, they were the working people. They're the ones that fish. They were the ones that hunted. These are the ones that took care of the conucos. Man, yo, if it wasn't for the Naborias, no one would be eating. Well, no one ate. So we honor the history and the honor. We honor the memory of the Naborias. And there's no shame of being a Naboria. Everyone had a role in Taino culture, traditional Taino, traditional indigenous Caribbean culture. Todo el mundo tenía un trabajo que hacer. Y lo hicieron bien para que todo el mundo coma. So we have to look back at this traditional Taino ways, and we have to bring it to today. You know, everyone gets to eat. Everyone has a role. Ahora cuando los españoles vinieron, ellos notaron algo muy diferente que la cultura de ellos. You know, when the Spanish came, talk about cultural clashes, man. That's what happened. Taino culture, we had a matrilineal society. So your status, your name, your property, it was all based on inheritance from your mother and your grandmother. So si tú quieres poder, el significado de tu nombre, de familia, tu propiedad, donde tú vivías, era solamente central en tu madre y abuela. Very, very different from the European notion, the European practice at the time, which was father to son. Cacique, the role of the cacique, there was one principal chief, one principal leader, and he made sure that everyone did their job. And he needed help, so he had his Nitainos, or she needed help, the Nitainos. It was a hereditary position or political status. Very powerful political status. It was usually the mother's brother or sister's son that took over the role of cacique. So cuando un cacique moría, el hermano de la madre o el hijo de la hermana era el nuevo cacique. And you know, these caciques were trained by the Mexicas. Can't forget about the Mexicas and their role. They were taught as children in the caves. And when they left that cave, when they were ready to lead, they were ready. Now in Taino society, there was polygamy that went on. So we read that a lot of the caciques had, many wives. And this was related to political power as well. There was also political ¿Qué me está pasando aquí en estudios de Taino Radio? What's happening to me here in the studios of Taino Radio? I don't get it. Yo, I'm fucking out, man. I'm not touching my studio dial or anything. And I'm getting the the Fox. on Century, the 20th Century Fox jingle. Yo, I'm bugging out, man. My studio is officially taken over by the Opias. You know, so I just want to mention about the political marriages. It was a cacica in Borinquen. Her name was Yuisa, and she married a capitan, a Spaniard, man. And the reason she did that was because she was following a traditional practice that the caciques would intermarry into a rival yucayeque or an enemy. Many people in the 21st century right now, many Taínos are saying that, you know, she was a traitor to her people. Nah, man, she was a traditionalist. She was trying to bring peace to her people during an invasion period in Borinquen in 1508. So we have to be careful what we say, man. Our ancestors were honorable people. We have to be really careful. Now, there were a lot of traitors, though. There were warriors that went on the side of the Spanish because they followed their caciques. You know, political power became corrupt during this period. This is what happens. And then we have this intergenerational trauma that it's in our bloodlines. It's on our DNA that we have to be careful with. Man, so no wonder we have drug addiction, alcoholism, we got domestic violence, so much stuff that's going on in our communities. But we really need to know our history, what our ancestors went through, so we can understand what we're going through right now. Yeah, so hold on a second. I'm sorry. I'm just going through my notes. I have a lot of notes. But you know what? Let me take a little pause here while I go through my notes. And what song can I play you guys that are listening? How about this? Iga Mateo, her song called Ana Kahona, a great chiefess, great cacica of her time, the wife or the widow of Kaunabo, who was Kalinabo.
Destrucción. Oh, 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 hey, hey, hey. nada que hacer. Han llegado lo que esperamos. Y uno de ellos está amando a nuestra reina. Y uno de ellos está amando a Nakana. Hey, 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 oh, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, hey, 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 oh, hey, oh, yeah, hey, hey, oh.
Muchas gracias, Ika Mateo, man. I always love that song, Anacaona. Beautiful, beautiful, Ika Mateo. Muchas gracias. I love those drum beats. If you hear it, the Mayawaka, you can hear it if you listen. You can hear it. It's beautiful, man. This is amazing. So, you know, I just want to last comments on the little introduction on Taino culture. You know, we were also, you know, we did fishing. We were master fisher people, and we did a lot of stuff when it came to sea life, sea fishing. We also did river fishing. We used hooks. We used spears, bow and arrows, and hold on a second. And we also used a special technique that, hold on a second. Ay, bendito, no me encuentro, bendito. Hold on a second. Well, let me get back to that. But basically, we mastered the sea. We mastered the rivers. Water's life, man. Water's life. It's just amazing. And we were also hunters to supplement our proteins. We hunted birds. We hunted jutias, manatee, iguanas, and snakes. We also had a domestic dog that we used, you know, conch meat. We had oysters, sea shellfish, and the crabs. And, oh, yes, it just came to me. Sorry, I had a little frozen brain there. But like as I mentioned, we use hooks, we use net, we use bow and arrows, spears. We also use a poison that was not toxic to humans, but it was to the fish, the river fish, and it came from the barbasco plant. And they would throw these plants in the ocean, in the river, and they'll just pluck out the fish. You know, they'll pluck the fish and put it in their baskets. Amazing. We were master navigators of the seas. This is how we left South America. And so on. We use master canoes, man. And we use these. Even Columbus said he saw up to 100 people in the canoe. Amazing. And we created some beautiful paddles. And also we travel, you know, with this knowledge of the stars, navigating the stars, the Pleiades and the North Star. And then, you know, we traveled to Florida. We traveled to the Yucatan. We traveled to South America. Not as much, but we did. This is where we got the guanine. And, you know, our ancestors, we can learn so much from our ancient peoples, our ancient ancestors that, you know, it's in our DNA. We are them. So let's start looking back and look at their beautiful existence. And I'm not saying they were perfect, but they left us a beautiful blueprint. Now, there's many people right now who are living in Borinquen, and they're trying their best to live off the land. They're trying to be with the land, in the land. And that's amazing. God bless you all. Bo, Guatugan, for all the people who have returned to the islands. or return to take care of your parents, take care of loved ones, beautiful, or even to bury your loved ones back to the islands. So muchas gracias a toda la gente que regresó a la isla para vivir, para cultivar las matas, las frutas, que quiere hacer todo lo posible para unirte con los antepasados, con la vida indígena y también toda la gente que están cuidando a sus padres o sus familiares o que están enterrando sus familias. Bo Cuatucán, muchas bendiciones a ustedes. And you know, indigenous ways it's not a religion, it's a way of life. And sometimes we really mess up. We really mess up. But thank God for community. Y a veces, muchas veces fallamos. Cómo vivir en comunidad. Cómo vivir como humano. Por eso es la gracia. Es el regalo que tenemos como comunidad. Y que siempre luchamos, pero no solo. We struggle, but not alone. Bo Matun, for listening. All you future listeners out there, listen, I'm going to be back with Taino History and Culture 102. Just a little intro, a little seed I'm throwing at you. If you have any questions, Taino Radio 1491 at gmail.com. Aquí estoy dando un poco de semillas, estoy tirando la cultura taína y la historia para que ustedes puedan preguntarme. Taino Radio 1491 at gmail.com. No tenga miedo, escríbeme. Hay mucha gente que me escribieron y estoy leyendo. Te abro y yo te voy a responder muy pronto, ¿ok? So once again, thank you all for listening. Bo Cuatucán, muchas bendiciones a ustedes. It's all about tribal. We are indigenous Caribbean. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, because we have one another, and that's what it's all about. Peace and love, everybody. Thank you, Anani, for this beautiful theme song of Taino Radio. And peace out. Thank you for the support.